Welcome. Today is about the people in your life who have passed away and still make their presence known. For some of us, this is about their blessed memory and what these people have taught you. And for others, if you believe that spirits are among us, this meditation is an opening, an invitation. So my friend Ian, many of you know him. He and I started yoga studios in Arizona 24 years ago. Ian really got me onto this spiritual track in life, but it's really his mom, Beverly, who opened this path. Beverly was a huge spiritual presence. She got Ian into yoga, and I would not be where I am leading these daily meditations if not for Beverly. And Beverly passed away in August 2017. She was one of the people to whom I dedicated my last book, Life Lessons from the Oldest and Wisest. And over the past year, some strange things have happened with Beverly making her presence known. When she passed away, Ian inherited her blue Bentley. A few months ago, I went for a ride with Ian in that blue Bentley, and I asked him this question: is it smooth? It was a goosebump moment because he said that's the word his mom always used to describe why she loved the Bentley. Smooth. Honest to God, I've never used that word. So that was weird. And then right around that same time, I hosted a Drinks with Your Elders event in New York City. And I remember receiving a text message from Ian saying his mom was in New York City and she came to my event last night. So I figured it was an autocorrect, a mistake. I called Ian, I told him about it. He said he never sent that text. I couldn't find the text on my phone. It was just so strange. Was it a dream? Was it a memory? I don't know what you call it. It's never happened to me before. And then last night I saw Ian. He lives not far from me in Phoenix. Of course, we stayed 6 feet apart. And he gave me this book called Signs. Evidently, Beverly had given the book to Ian's sister shortly before she died. Ian's sister read a little, put it down, but then she saw that author being interviewed on TV. She figured it was a sign, so Ian ordered me a copy of the book. And I think it came full circle last night that Beverly is present. She is a guiding force. That's the message of this book, Signs, that you have people on the other side, and if you open the channel and make yourself available to them, or shall we say, make yourself available to their memory, you're more connected. So once every 6 months, I like to share a meditation that I learned from my rabbi in LA. It's a meditation where you call in someone who you've loved and lost. And if this is a little woo-woo for you, hey, it's more fun to believe than not to believe. First, take a moment to get more comfortable. Relax. Take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes. Every day, we are granted endless opportunities to pull back the curtain and touch another dimension and bless it. We are given the power to connect with those we've lost. Welcome someone who you have lost, whoever it might be, a grandparent, a parent, a friend. Welcome them. Picture a sweet moment with this person who you've loved and lost. Try to picture them beside you. Look into their eyes. Let time stop. Just schmooze with them. See what they're wearing. Can you see their smile? take their hand and just sit in silence. Breathe in. See if you can remember their smell. Share a moment in eternity with them. Remember a lesson they taught you. When you're ready, ask for your blessing. Ask for a sign. Whatever you'd like to ask for. And now offer them your blessing. Tell them what they meant to you. Tell them what you're grateful for. Tell them what they taught you. Tell them what you will always carry with you. And for a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to share some time with this person you have loved and lost. coming back to the moment. Can you peel back the curtain and connect with those you've loved and lost? Feel their blessing, their love, a little extra wind at your back. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.